All right, ladies and gentlemen, Rob here from thepopbreak.com, and I'm so excited right now to welcome a 12-time Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter. She's won 3 Soul Train Music Awards, 1 NAACP Theater Award, and earned 6 NAACP Image Award nominations. Wow. She's also an actress and a published author. What a resume. Ladies and gentlemen, the list goes on and on. Please welcome to the show the one and only, Lettucey. What's up, Lettucey? How are you?
What's up? I'm so excited to talk to a person.
Yeah, I know. It really is like that right now. I'm very excited to talk to you. I appreciate a few minutes of your time. With everything going on in the world right now, how are you doing over there?
Well, I'm hanging in there. You know, creatives know how to entertain themselves most of the time. So this is very different, but I'm enjoying the time to get things done and having good sleep. But I do miss, you know, people.
Yeah, I know, right? Beautifully said, though. You know, I'm a creative, I'm a drummer over here, so I totally get it.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I know, right? I wish I could sing like you, but I'll stick to the drums. But anyway.
Well, I started on the drums. I wish I could play like you.
Did you really? That's amazing. In fact, let's rewind a little bit. How did the music stuff all start for you?
Well, you know, I'm originally from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, wow.
And I had parents who had a band, and my mom was a singer, my stepfather played drums, but my father, he had his own he was a recording artist and had his own group as well, so it's just kind of part of the whole thing, but I love drums, and
yes.
But then when I saw my mom sing and how she recorded, you know, to a track and the band would be in another room, I was like, wow, this is so cool, you know what I mean? To see someone actually record something and then hear their voices back and the instrument. So, yeah, I just loved it. I've been a fan ever since. I think my mom was my first rock star. So, and my stepfather, I just loved the drums.
That's
so. Of it and everything. Yeah.
That's so cool. So, other than like family influences, who were kind of your influences vocally and musically overall?
Oh, man, I love Aretha Franklin, of course. I mean, that's a great start. My mom listened to her, Dinah Washington, Willie Nelson, storytelling, my mom loved country music, but she just loved the storytelling of that. And, you know, being from New Orleans, we listened to everything from Zydeco, jazz, with Sarah and Ella, you know, Miles, Fats Domino. I mean, we were in it, so there's nothing we weren't exposed to as far as music, because you'd have rock and roll on the next corner. You know, go from blues, all these different styles of music, so it's just, you know, being from New Orleans, you just mix it up, and then we moved to Oakland, California, and there's when I learned more about gospel and studied classical more, even more, so it's a great jambalaya, as I call it, of music that I've been exposed to, yeah.
I love the way you put that. That's amazing. So, you know, getting a little serious here for a minute, such a crazy time in the world right now. Luckily, you have treated us all to a phenomenal new single just a couple weeks ago called Anything For You. I know a little bit about the background from what I've read, but tell us a little bit about this track.
Yeah, this song, I had the music for a while in August of last year. I've been taking my time recording my next project, and this particular song, Anything For You, only had the music, and I didn't have any idea what to write for it, and then I ended up having a conversation at my longtime collaborator's house, Rex Rideout, his family. They were talking about his father, who had just passed away a while ago, and they were talking about their love for him, and the funny things he did, and the way he dressed, and how he felt before leaving, and I'm watching them talk about him as if he was there, and how his influence and his love that he poured into his family, you know, starting with his son, and now his son is pouring all that into his children, and his wife was there, and they're all talking about him. I'm thinking, wow, this person is gone, but that effect and that love that they poured into them is still here. And it inspired me watching them, and I started to think about my family, and my father that's passed away, and my mother, and all the power, how strong the power of love is. Like, you can physically not be there, but still be there in someone's life. So that love is transcendent to this great thing. So right when we were finished talking, I ran home, and I had the words, I had the melody, and I laid it on my computer and on the microphone and pressed send, and Rex was like, whoa, you finished the song? I'm like, yeah, finally, thanks to you, you know? So that's where Anything For You came. We will do anything for our loved ones. We will do anything for the person that loves us. We'll go beyond and even past being here. That love never, ever goes. So it's a powerful song. I love the feel of it. I always wanted that inspiration, like Prince, and, you know, that southern, you know, quartet energy, like D'Angelo, the same energy. And we just nailed it. We wrote, J-Mo and Rex Ride Out did the music, and then I came in with the melody and the words, and we made a beautiful, beautiful thing. So people are responding to it nicely. The other thing that's amazing, Rob, is we didn't plan to, we kept with our plan to release the song during this time, not knowing all this would be going on.
Yeah.
We still kept our original plan. And people were worried, should we release it or wait? I said, no. People need music all the time. So I'm glad we stuck to our guns on that.
Wow. I mean, you hit that right on the head. And first of all, I can just tell from your singing, like, I appreciate all the heart and literally, like, the soul that goes into it. You have phenomenal range. And you kind of...
Oh, thank you.
No, it's, like I said, I wish that I could sing, but it's bad news. I'll stick to the drums. But, you know, you kind of got into this a little bit. Can you expand on this? You know, your role as an entertainer right now in such a crazy time in the world, do you feel like it's kind of... you know, not, I don't want to say an obligation, but do you feel like you have a role in this to kind of spread these positive messages or entertain or distract or whatever it may be?
I think as artists, we all have, history has taught us that. That's our obligation to inspire or ignite or evoke. I mean, look at Nina Simone. She said it back in the time, in her time, where there was even more going on. She said artists are supposed to reflect the time. It's our duty to be the voice of a people that can't speak the words that we can speak. We're so lucky to take music, even with you doing your rhythm, to be able to express ourselves and our feeling with music. Not everyone gets to do that. You can do the sound, I can do the words, you know, and reach people past. Because not everyone will listen to talking all the time, but definitely they'll listen to music. I can reach people that's never heard of me just because of the intent behind a song or the energy that they couldn't express themselves. Oh, she said it. That's exactly how I feel about my dad. Everyone's going through something right now. We're all going through the same thing. And every video you've seen online, you see people singing. You see people... playing the movie or dancing, some form of visual or sonic art. We gravitate to artists. And this is our most vibrant time right now to be creatives, is to uplift spirits. And we can't touch each other. This is amazing. We need people.
Yeah.
But still, music has a way, and art has a way to go past the physical part. It's just beautiful to be a creative right now. And we are. We're building. We're building. You see it.
Yeah.
You see it.
Yeah. Wow. Very well. I'm like super inspired right now. This is fantastic.
But that's the goal.
Yeah, right? I'm feeling.
That's why you're on this platform. That's why you invited me.
No, I'm honored. Yeah, absolutely. I'm feeling it right now. And, you talk about writing, the writing process a little bit. You talked about pulling from real life. Is that usually where you write from? You know, I talk to artists, sometimes they have dreams. Sometimes they create a fictional world. Is it mostly personal relationships? Is it mostly reality? Where does the, where's the source kind of come from?
It's funny you say that, because the first part, process, journey through writing this next project that's coming out, I couldn't find anything. Like, I had all these melodies, but I couldn't find words. So what I did was go to other writers and other creatives for inspiration. I asked them, can you help me? I wasn't afraid to include other people. And how I did that was people that no one's heard of, like my background singer, who I think is a great writer. Aww. And she wrote some beautiful songs. Or I went to a guitarist that people don't expect to write a melody. Hey, you have a melody for this? This is the idea I want. You know, I didn't limit myself to just everything has to be from me. And that was the fun part about taking your time to create a project. It's been 3 years since I've done music. So yeah. I was able to take my time and find people that I wouldn't find any. Normally, I would just try to pull it from me. But I didn't have to this time. That's so much pressure we put on ourselves as artists to feel like we have to pour blood into our music in my life.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes someone else might have a better story than yours, you know, or a general story. It doesn't have to be from you all the time. And I learned that writing this process. However, then the writers were like, let us see, when are you going to write? You know how to write. Sit down and write now. You've asked us, we wrote for you, now it's your turn. People want to hear your voice. And I think the first start of that was Anything For You. So that's crazy. I did sit down and write, but I had to feel inspired. But I love reaching from other writers, my own self, surroundings, and I was grateful. I had to work with Diva Mahal, who's Taj Mahal's daughter. She wow. wrote a couple of songs for me.
Wow.
And I asked her for leftovers. These songs were a long time ago for her. But I'm like, ooh, can I have that?
Yeah.
It's just her and a guitar. I'll make that into a song. I love that. So, yeah.
That's amazing. You know, you've been doing this for a while. Like, you know, obviously a published author doing some acting along the role. Here's kind of a fun question for you. You've played some iconic characters and roles. Is there sort of maybe a historical figure or a persona or maybe even a superhero, kind of a dream role that you would love to play one day?
Man, I would love to tell the story of Patti LaBelle. I've edged on it.
Right.
With playing American Soul.
Yep.
But I just think there's more to her story after reading her book and becoming her friend. I would love to play her. She would be she's a huge influence on me and the culture of R&B. And there's a story there to me. But, you know, I'm just happy in the end to just really be a good friend with her. She's an amazing legend. Legendary, and she has great stories, and she can cook, Rob.
Yeah.
To get some food, that woman can cook. And she's a great, great mentor. She's not afraid to pour back into the artist. So that's what I love about her the most. Sometimes legends are afraid of the new, but not all of them, just a few. But she was one of the people, her and Prince, that poured into me to become who I am. So I think she's one. There's a couple others, but I'm going to hold on to those and keep dreaming about them.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, but yeah, that's a great question. There's so much that I would love to play. Superhero, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Now I got to think about it.
Yeah. Maybe
you got to think one that could play the drums. You know?
Now you speak of mine. Yeah. But I mean, you do it all, honestly. You know, you hear the term EGOT, but you're doing everything. You know, I don't know if you've done any Broadway or anything, but you know, one day.
I love Broadway.
Yeah.
I love Broadway. Well, I was able to be a part of Broadway years ago. I was an understudy for Carolina Change.
Oh, wow.
And I also helped with the making of The Color Purple before on Broadway, before it went out on Broadway. So that was fun.
Wow.
So yeah, I love Broadway. I'm a big, huge fan. Hopefully that will happen as well.
You do it all. This is amazing. And just kind of on a personal note, I'm in the Asbury Park, New Jersey area. You know, a lot of Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen, big local.
Wow.
Yeah, East Street, the East Street Band, all that kind of stuff. Big local music scene. Been here my whole life playing in bands. Know a lot of singer-songwriters, a lot of artists, a lot of bands.
You know, it's my first concert was Bruce Springsteen.
No way.
My second concert. No, yeah, it was in Concord in the Bay Area. My students, I was teaching some students and they bought me tickets.
No
to
way.
To go see Bruce Springsteen. I forget what album. It was one of the last tours he did with Clarence.
Yeah.
And he has all the black and white footage from the film. I'm sorry, I'm getting excited after that. He's one of my favorite songwriters. That's why you mentioned him. I went,
That's amazing. Yeah, he's like a god in New Jersey. I've never seen him yet, but yeah. But he always shows up at, like, he'll show up at local venues and hop on with a local band. Like, he's the man, you know?
Oh, yeah, I met him at the White House once.
Oh,
and
wow.
I got to tell him what a great show that was, and how, and his wife. I got to talk to her and tell him I loved it. I that was my first show. It was like
wow.
An arena. It was an arena.
Yeah.
And he was doing poetry, and he was talking. And he's political. He's an activist as well. I just love him. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's good to know, because like I said, around here, he's like in New Jersey, it's Bruce and Bon Jovi all the time. He's like a god around these parts. But, I know so many local bands, so many singer-songwriters. It's not always so easy to fill these venues or sell tickets or whatever it is. What is some advice you would have for someone who's one of the best in the world right now to aspiring performers? Any advice?
You know, find what your root is, your base, your fan base. Meaning, let it grow. Give it time to grow. If you can play, like now, in my day, we had nightclubs, so I don't know if those still exist. Now everyone's YouTubing and social media like crazy. Just build wherever you can, play wherever you can, and let your audience build and build. Because as you grow, your audience will grow. And then invite people to come and see you, or invite friends, and word of mouth and the fan base will save your life all the time. I don't know what I'd do without my fan base. I remember starting out as an independent artist in the Bay Area, and I saved money. I interned at a studio to pay for my recordings. I begged musicians to help me record and bought some food, robbed everything. I had one credit card, and every gig I had, I would pay off that credit card to build my recording library of music. A friend and I shared, and we ended up starting our own label, not on purpose, but because no one would sign me. So we just build, and we ended up recording Soul Singer, which was my first album, on my own without a label assistant. And
wow.
That's how I made it, was because my live shows are impeccable. I leave people wanting more. I interact with my fan base. I talk to everyone. Grow your audience. Take time to grow it. Take time to be personable. It's hard for introverts to do that, man. You have to be active with your fan base and watch it grow. And invite as many people as you can, but also save some space for yourself to become a better artist. Like, grow in your writing, share. You know, it's a lot for us. It's a lot for us. It's the thankless business.
Yeah.
We have to understand that you love it for the art. And as your art gets better, you'll make money at it. But don't come in it wanting to get paid right away. Some people, luckily, it's who they know. Some people, it's because they're extremely talented. But understand to be patient. Be patient, because this ain't about money. I don't do this for money. Otherwise, I'd still be eating top ramen, okay?
Yeah. I understand, yep. Beautifully said. Hey, real quick, and again, thank you for a few minutes. You know, let me know when you're in. You know, when things are up and running again.
I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
I love this.
This is great. Definitely let me know when you're in the New Jersey, New York area, because I've got to come to a live show. As you said, it's impeccable.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta be a guest. I'd love to meet you, man.
Oh.
I wish we had time to get you on the drums. I want to hear you.
Okay. I'm in. Oh, we'll talk about music all day long. Oh man. But where can everyone follow you on social media and all that good stuff?
Yeah, my name is spelled LEDISI. It's Ledisi, not Ledisi. I get it, though.
Yeah.
It's Ledisi.com, Ledisi on Instagram, Ledisi Facebook, Ledisi everywhere. You can just go to my Ledisi.com, and it'll lead you to all my social pages. And I respond. I love my fan base. And Yeah, I'm here. I'm an open book. Open book.
Yeah, this was fantastic. And the album is still planned to come out in August with everything going on?
That's what I heard, but we shall see. You know, these times are unpredictable, and you just bob and weave.
Yeah.
Navigate through. So I'm praying that it does, though, because people will still need music.
Oh, man, this was amazing and super positive. I appreciate the inspiration and positivity. A few minutes of your time, and please, you know, obviously stay positive, stay safe, and thank you, Letticy, for a few minutes, and continued success.
No, thank you, Rob. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. You're great. Thanks for this platform, man.
Yeah, no. All right. We'll do it again. Thank you so much. Be safe,
all right?
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Care.